I realised that I haven't done an audio boo today, and I thought I'd better do one before I go to bed. Basically, as you probably have gathered if you're following me via Twitter, we're doing a three-day session at Headscape where we were taking a break from client work and we're just doing something a little bit different and a little bit more fun. And we're trying to build iPhone apps. None of us have ever done it before. It's a completely new area to us and we're going through a steep learning curve. But actually, I don't want to talk about building iPhone apps because, to be honest, I don't think it applies to that many people. iPhone apps are all very interesting, but there is a bigger mobile web out there that we need to be paying attention to rather than just building stuff for native apps for one specific phone. But what I do want to talk about is the idea of every now and again taking a step out of what you do and working on something completely different for a change. To get away from the mundane of what you're doing day in and day out and to try something different, try a different perspective on things. And I think it's been very beneficial for us as a team. Sure, we're really struggling with the learning curve of getting our heads around the iPhone, especially for the developers. I think the designers are really enjoying the freedom of you know, not having to deal with IE and stuff like that. But I think what we are all getting from it is a fresh perspective and a break from the ordinary. And I don't think that can be rated highly enough. And I'd really encourage you, whatever you do, whether you're a website owner who's been working with the same site day in, day out, or a designer or a developer or whoever you are, to just take some time every now and again to do something different. Work on your own project, work on your own website, maybe do something that's not even to do with the web. You know, maybe, I don't know, do a painting or whatever else. You've got to have, as part of your work patterns, time to experiment and try new stuff and look at new directions, because that will ultimately feed back into the work you're doing, whether you realise it or not. So, yeah, that's my message for today. I'll maybe tell you a little bit more about our successes and failures with iPhone tomorrow. We will see.